Hello, hello, my lonely subscriber. My name is Ksenia and this is Introvert Wine Podcast, the very first episode. I'm extremely excited and also somewhat terrified to be launching it, as many of you perhaps felt when starting a new project, job, or anything really. This very first episode would be more of an introduction and laying ahead some of the topics and ideas. I decided for starters to have the podcast in English, though I do have some ideas regarding Russian, Spanish, and French, as there is sizably less content, specifically wine content, in those languages. So there might be some special episodes in one of those languages, let's see. It happens so that English is mostly used by me now in life and work in general. I studied wine mostly in English, with some minor exceptions. So I'm most comfortable in doing the podcast in English. It is not my mother tongue, so all of you native English speakers, just bear with me, we'll get there. Shout out to my first investors. I did start a small crowdfunding effort on my birthday, maybe just out of curiosity, or as a joke really, but I'm positively surprised and kind of shocked that there are people in my circle, sometimes not even those who you know or talk to frequently, who are kind or crazy enough to believe in this marvelous idea. So I'd like to mention them here as an appreciation for their contribution to having all of this started in the first place. So thank you, Stefania, Mariana, Asim, Anna Sofia, Angela, and Marta. When this is going to be in top 10 on Apple Podcasts, have millions of followers, because this is what we're aiming at here, you can proudly say that you helped and inspired the very, very beginning. I'd like to mention that there will be a way to contribute to further development of this podcast, some sort of donation platform in the future. If you're not ready to do it, you're not obliged to, and you can just follow and share, because that's already a lot of help and support, but thank you in advance to everybody. I also haven't decided on whether this will be purely in audio format or, as you can see, punch intended, now it's only audio because it's easier and faster to launch and edit and requires less equipment. But I have an option to have the video format too, maybe for reels and teasers purpose only. I know some people are more visual in their perception, but as I said, it's good to start and figure out on the way, which I have no shame in doing, because this will certainly evolve and develop in the future. For those who don't know me personally, I'm originally from Kazakhstan, lived in multiple countries, and studied wine throughout the last 5 years. I currently have the WSET diploma level. I'm also a wine academicer, Italian wine ambassador, Cava educator, among some other certifications like Jerez, Rioja, Swiss wines, Australian wines, wines of South Africa, and etc. And in process of getting more of them. I have lived in Spain, Portugal, and Austria. Now I'm based in France, and my dream is to become the first master of wine from Kazakhstan. That's an important milestone for me. Personally, I will not lie, it's something very special and something that will remain in history for years to come. But also I have felt that me being a female sommelier from Kazakhstan has influenced not only me personally, but other women in the wine industry in Kazakhstan. So girl power. And for sure, I hope that will bring some positive changes. So what's the podcast about? Basically, all things wine. Thanks to my background and studies and work, I'm exposed to many, many wines, regions, people in wine, and that I feel not like it's a shame not to share. So most of all, it will be about the topics of interest to me, because this is my personal platform, plus about the people that interest me, which are in majority wine people. I don't want to be very technical, but there is a lot of science in wine, so we will touch obviously upon some technical topics, but coming from more humanitarian side, so I'll try to break down to digestible bites. Just a little kind of side thought for me. Some of you know that I collaborate with ASI, the International Sommelier Association, closely. And we also just launched an ASI podcast that is called A Sommelier's Insight. So please do not confuse this project here, strictly personal, and ASI podcast is a separate thing, just to the clarity of all of it. It doesn't mean that you cannot follow both, and in fact you should, because I don't think they will repeat each other. I think they will be more contributing to each other in terms of content. So overall topics that I'll be speaking about in the future are communication, marketing, wine, tourism, languages, women in wine, and overall female leadership, sommelier and wine titles and certifications, different wines and different wine regions. The structure of the episodes to come is going to be like this. So every fifth episode would be a solo episode, just me talking on a topic of my choice. And the episodes in between would be with an invited guest. And I'm very grateful to my life study work path, as it brought me together with so many incredible people in all the possible aspects of wine business. And I'm already excited to be talking to many of them. The frequency of episodes will be around every 2 weeks, so for a good balance of some other work and study related topics. And the length of each episode would be between 20 and 40 minutes. Obviously, the ones with the invited guests will be longer. On kind of an important note to myself and to everybody out there, yes, it's another podcast. Yes, it's another wine podcast. Who needs it? But I think there is never too much content and information, especially if you do something out of passion and you are really, really keen on sharing some quality content. You'll find your audience. There's always audience for all of us if you have something to say. So if you need a call of action, that's your call for action. Just do what you feel you want and need to do. As for me, I already have my 6 investors, so I feel kind of obliged. No, obliged is a bad word. I feel like I owe at least maybe 6 episodes, which be one personal episode to all of them. But yeah, I'm just joking. Of course, it's going to be more episodes. So apart from kind of laying the rules of this podcast and the future of it and talking about myself, I wanted to touch upon career in wine, like what are the jobs in wine based on my experience, because I had quite a winding road in wine that brought me places. And I also had experience as human resource for around 10 years, I think. So I was on the other side of the selection process, so I might share some insights on that too. So I'm going to talk about the kind of key careers, key jobs in wine. Obviously, they're not limited to the ones I know. But I think it's a good start if you're looking at starting a career in wine, or switching from another industry into the wine industry, or growing inside the wine and you kind of don't know what can be a good match for you. So let's dig in. Obviously, the first and the the basis of it all is the winemaker and also wine grower. Those are who create wines, produce wines, kind of start the whole process. And those are very technical. So when we speak about different skill set and requirements for those jobs, of course, here you would need to have good education, and you would need to spend some time maybe traveling and learning in different regions and different wineries to kind of make you a better winemaker, wine growing. So here, definitely education is very key. Then there are scientists, those who work on all the theory, on all the beautiful research papers, and academia that drives forward winemaking and wine growing. So those are usually employed by research institutions, universities, different associations and organizations. This for sure requires also a very, very high education and background and the key theoretical knowledge. Kind of in connection to those might be wine educators. This I have seen a lot of times can be a side job in addition to something you already do. Like a winemaker can be a wine educator, a wine writer can be a wine educator as well. Wine educator would need for sure a thorough education, multiple certification, and constantly be working on kind of improving and upgrading their knowledge, because they are the one who teach people like me who started their career in wine. And kind of wine educator was the first person who told you how to define Syrah from Grenache and things like that. So for sure, education here is highly, highly requested. Wine writers, again, wine writer can be a career that is complementing some other job that you have. Wine writers might not be technically required to know very specific things, but they are expected to dig in and inform themselves about the topic they're writing about. And wine is a complex topic, so there are very high expectations from the knowledge of wine writers. And this brings me to wine critics. Sometimes, again, they're interconnected, and you can be both at the same time. Wine critic is a bit different role. I think it's a little bit of everything, basically, because here you also are expected to know and be able to judge and dissect the wines and really dig deep into what makes one wine different from another, one wine better than the other, one region different from another region. So yeah, like here I think a lot of very profound knowledge is required. And then comes sommelier or caviste, which is, they're not the same, but sometimes people speak about them together because there are a lot of similarities. So sommelier is a person who's serving wine in a restaurant. Of course, outside of serving service of the wine, they are also responsible for many background things like keeping track of wine cellar, of wine orders. So there is a lot of planning, finance involved. Caviste, on the other hand, is usually working at a wine boutique, or if you've been to a very big supermarket and they have a wine section, they might be a person dedicated specifically to this wine section, and he or she would be a caviste as well. So they, in this case, sommelier and caviste are also required to know a lot about the wines they're selling, the regions, the varieties, the taste, the aromas, so they can break down, explain to a customer what is the wine, or match their choice, the choice of the customer with the region or a specific producer that they know. And sommelier is also required to propose a food pairing, whereas a caviste would probably advise you to pair it at home because you do not usually drink wine in a supermarket, as far as I know. Then there is a group of jobs that I defined as corporate jobs, because usually they're part of a bigger company or a winery or corporation, and they might include PR, communication professional, marketing, brand manager, brand ambassador, sales representative, and logistics and distribution, everything that has to do with export and import. Here you can see that in those jobs, of course, if you work in wine, some knowledge of the wine industry and wine is expected from you. Specifically, if you're working as a brand manager or brand ambassador of a certain brand, you should be you should know basically everything about that brand and that wine. Whereas a sales representative and then logistics is expected maybe to know kind of the key facts, the basics. But again, some knowledge will help you to progress in your job, to do your job better and faster. So yeah, of course, any additional knowledge on wine that you can get will be helpful. All of these jobs require very different skill sets and also different certifications and diplomas, as well in any other job, basically. I have in mind an episode about different titles and certifications in wine to kind of walk you through the differences in them and who and why would need them. But do you need wine education generally for a wine career? Yes, it will help. Is it obligatory? No, because many of us do learn on the job, and it's a very continuous process, specifically with wine, because there are changes happening almost every day, every week, every month. Each vintage is different. There are changes, there are obviously climate change, So there are changes in the appellation rules, there are changes in wine growing, in varieties, in winemaking. So all of this constantly evolving. So you cannot say, oh, I've learned wine and now I can just use my knowledge and work with it. No. But as I said, the depth of your knowledge in wine might vary depending on the job you have. So sommelier and wine educator versus marketing manager and logistics manager all require obviously very different level of knowledge in the wine. So depending on the job you're aiming for, you might not need an MW, but rather WSET level 3 in wines. That will be more than enough for you. And tasting experience differs a lot as well. And in some jobs, project management, time management, communication might be far more important than wine knowledge per se. So if you're looking to work in wine, good luck. If I might be able to help you in some way, please just drop me a message and it'll be interesting to discuss. For feedback and ideas on future topics or just some kind words, you can find me on Instagram as at travelthewine. And you can follow and subscribe for this podcast on Introvert Wine. It's really important, especially at the beginning. And as promised, in the future episodes, the link for donations will follow. And until the next one, see you soon.